Jonathan Edwards says, until you know that you are loved like that and treasured like that, everything you do will be selfish. Even the good deeds you do, you'll be doing to try to prove yourself, to try to assure yourself you're okay, try to make sure other people know you're okay. Only when you know you're that treasured and you're no longer empty, but you're completely full, will you be serving other people, not selfishly, but selflessly. But last of all, you got to see how expensive it was. Not just that it's free, the grace is free, not just that it means that you're absolutely loved and treasured, but thirdly, how expensive it was. To me, this is the thing that usually, I believe, really changes you. And you see this verse, I don't know why in this translation they don't give it, put it in quotes. You see this verse 10? You're a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his light of wonders. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. That's a quote from Hosea chapter 2, verse 23. And why in the world does Peter take that quote from that place in Hosea and put it here? It only works, you'll understand it if we go back to Hosea. Hosea is about a prophet named Hosea who marries a woman named Gomer. And Gomer is unfaithful to him. She has adulterous affairs while he's married to her. She starts having children. And he knows they're not his. In fact, one of them he names Lo-Ami, not mine, not my people. And finally, she leaves him for someone, but he abuses her and sells her into slavery. And God comes to Hosea and says, go love your wife again. And Hosea very simply says, and so I went and bought her out of slavery, and brought her home. And said, you will live with me. You will be with me. And then God says, that's in the same way, my people who were not my people will become the people of God. My people who had not received mercy will receive mercy. And you know what God is saying is someday, he says, I'm going through the same thing with my bride, my people that you are. They've turned away from me, but I'm going to buy them back. And for Peter to take that verse and to put it here means only one thing, that in Jesus Christ, God did what he said to Hosea he would do. God made the human race for a love relationship with him, and we turned away from him. And if any of you have a child or a spouse or anyone who you love dearly, who has spurned you and turned away from you, you know the agony of it, except you don't know God's agony because he's infinitely loving. The greater the love, the greater the agony when it's broken. And God's love is something we can't even imagine. Imagine his agony. Imagine his anger. How wrong this is. And yet what he does is he doesn't wipe us out. Jesus Christ called himself the bridegroom. The bridegroom. Remember? At one point he says, how can the friends of the bridegroom fast when the bridegroom's with them? I'm the bridegroom. And he came to earth and he went into the marketplace of the world and he bought us. By going to the cross, see, not with money, but with his own blood, paid our penalty so that God could say, once you were not my people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you've received mercy. Does that fill you with wonder? To the degree it does, to that degree, your gifts and the glory of God will be activated in our church. Give up your small ambitions. Raise your sights high. Pray Isaiah 64, verse 1. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. Let's pray for a second. Our Father, we thank you for giving us your Son to be our bridegroom, to come even though we had gone away from you and to love us again through him and to buy us back. And it's when we see that grace and when we see that we're chosen, not choice, and when we see that we are infinitely loved and treasured, and when we see at what expense all this is true, then suddenly our minds and hearts are filled with wonder, and we can sing the praises of him who called us out of darkness, you, into your marvelous light. And that activates our gifts, and that sometimes will even bring outbreakings of your glory. We want to see that. We're seeking that now, right now, as a people. And we ask that you would all make us what we have to be for that to happen through us. Forgive us for hemming in what can be done through our small ambitions and expectations. With this showing us what the church is and then who we are in you, change all that and make us more your servants and vehicles of your grace and glory in the world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. Please join us in praying for gospel renewal, both where you live and in New York City.